For the second night in a row last night, Massachusetts Congressman Edward Markey and Stephen Lynch, the Democrats running for U.S. Senate, met on the debate stage. And for the second night in a row, the debate was heated, as Congressman Lynch again challenged Congressman Markey's voting record on history, which he says is particularly relevant in light of the Marathon bombing. New England Public Radio's Henry Epp has our story this morning.
The attacks began in Lynch's first response as he listed Markey's past votes against Homeland Security appropriations bills. Markey shot back, calling Lynch's barbs sad.
He's just taken a page right out of the Karl Rove Swift Boat playbook.
I took
playbook.
The page out of your
please don't interrupt me, Steve. Okay. I did not interrupt you.
Go ahead. Okay, sorry.
That exchange came just 3 minutes after a moment of silence held for the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings. Both congressmen suspended their campaigns last week in the aftermath of the bombings. They resumed Monday with just over a week to go until the April 30th primary. Later in the debate, Markey and Lynch clashed over national security, foreign policy, social security, and unemployment in western Massachusetts, but they agreed more manufacturing jobs should come to the region. Lynch refuted Markey's claim he voted against bailing out the auto industry in 2008.
All right, I don't want to call you a liar, but you are.
Lynch clarified that he voted against the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, that bailed out several banks, but he voted for federal aid to car companies. The two also sparred over Massachusetts' medical marijuana law and the Affordable Care Act. Markey scolded Lynch's vote against that act, commonly known as Obamacare.
Steve, you were the only member of our delegation that voted no.
I think I'm the only one that read the bill.
Excuse me. Excuse me, let me answer. You were the only one in our delegation that voted no on the health care bill.
This was the candidate's final debate before the April 30th primary. The winner will go on to face the victor in the Republican primary, either businessman Gabriel Gomez, former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, or State Representative Dan Winslow. The special election is June 25th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Henry Epp in Springfield.